USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Democrats are blocking a Republican police reform bill. A procedural vote to move the bill forward and begin debate failed to hit a 60-vote threshold. Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says,
"Our Democratic colleagues are poised to turn this routine step into a partisan impasse."
A former Justice Department prosecutor in the Roger Stone case is testifying before a Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee about political pressure from the Trump administration. Ranking Republican member from the committee, Jim Jordan of Ohio, is not happy with House Democrats.
Obama-Biden Justice Department, in order to spy on those Americans, what did they do? They lied to the FISA court 17 times. They used the now famous dossier, the dossier that Jim Comey, not Jim Jordan, Jim Comey said was salacious and unverified.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
North Korea's changing course, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
After weeks of ratcheting up tensions on the Korean Peninsula, North Korea has taken a step back with a Wednesday announcement in state-run media that leader Kim Jong-un has called off his military plans against South Korea. At a meeting that was chaired by Kim, the report says military officials, quote, took stock of the prevailing situation, suspending the military action plans against the South. Mention of the North Korean leader's appearance at an official meeting was the first in almost 2 weeks, marking the first time that he has publicly weighed in on that brewing conflict with South Korea, as his sister Kim Yo-jong had been the public face of the North Korean bellicose turn towards its southern neighbor.
Attorney General Bill Barr will testify before Congress next month. The Attorney General accepting an invitation to appear before the House Judiciary Committee on July 28th. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton believes that there should be legal consequences for mob violence against historic statues in the United States. Cotton adding the defacers of the Andrew Jackson Memorial videotaped themselves committing the crime and posted it on social media.
These aren't exactly criminal masterminds, Brian. They videotaped themselves. They posted on social media. The Department of Justice and the FBI should investigate them, arrest them, and prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law. There has to be legal consequences for this kind of mob violence. Otherwise, it's only going to get worse with every passing day.
Cotton speaking there on Fox News. A 4th of July tradition will move forward this year. USA Radio Network's Kenneth Burns reports.
The Macy's 4th of July fireworks show will move forward this year, but there will be a twist.
It will not be like the past where there's one big giant show. We do not want a lot of people out watching. There's not going to be a single focal point. In fact, we're only going to let out information about specific points very close to the actual moment when these shows happen. It's going to be a series of shows, only 5 minutes each.
That's New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. He says there will be 5 shows, one for each of the boroughs in New York City, starting June 29th, culminating with a nationally televised finale on Independence Day. The short shows are being done in the interest of social distancing.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. Check us out on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.